Back here courtside at Stroh Center. Bowling Green a 70-41 win tonight over Chicago State. And here to talk with us is Coach Tum. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, we call you Coach Tum, but I want you to tell the folks how we pronounce your full name correctly.
My first name is Lou Rawls. Last name Nair. Yep.
Nair.
Named after a singer.
I love Lou Rawls.
Yeah.
Oh, man. He is so cool.
Yeah.
Now, first game, obviously, it kind of went like you wanted in that. You stretched it out, got everybody in the game.
Yeah.
That's nice for a first game, isn't it?
No, it was unbelievable, man. I thought all of our guys did a great job. And our preparation was great all week, preparing for a team. Very talented Chicago State team. I thought our guys were locked in the whole week and focused.
Talk to me of what you were doing defensively, because we saw a few different looks. Sometimes you'd run to the ball handler and try to get a trap.
Yep.
Give me your thoughts on the defense.
Well, I thought our defense was pretty good. I mean, to hold a team like that for the game 25% is pretty great. But, you know, in the first half a little bit, we wanted to trap the ball screens. They started hurting us a little bit in the short roll, getting us in rotation. So second half, we wanted to change it a little bit, get to our regular coverage in the middle. So we threw a few things at them because we knew they were so good offensively, and our guys did a great job of adjusting.
Well, the three-point ball in the first half really was not there. You went 4 of 16 in the three-point shooting area.
Yeah.
But the second half still wasn't there, 3 of 12. Ultimately, I got to think you figure those were good shots, though. Most of those will start falling.
Yes. We got a lot of good shots. We love, you know, when we get to the high paint and make kick out passes for threes, we got to keep getting those shots. And our guys are going to make them. Those are great shots, 10 out of 10 shots for us.
Coach Simon, when I talked to him in the pregame, he said, that's what we like. We like to measure how many good shots
we
get.
Yes, absolutely.
On a cursory level, without breaking it down, you felt like tonight you did that?
Yes. We call those 10 out of 10 shots, high paint, touch the paint, get kick out threes. That's what we want to do. You know, if our guys are going to make those, we got to keep taking those kind of shots.
And when you look at how it played out tonight in the first half, where Sean Agee was really big for you.
Yeah.
The first half was kind of tight. You pulled out to an 11-point lead at halftime, but Rashawn had 10 in the first half. And give me your thoughts on how he played.
He's so valuable for us, man. I mean, look at it, 6 offensive rebounds. 8 of his rebounds are offensive rebounds. I mean, he had 8 rebounds, 6 of them are offensive rebounds, so that's huge for us, man. He gave us that spark and that push that we need from him every night.
Yeah, speaking of rebounding, you guys win that battle 47-28. Second half, they got a few more offensive rebounds, and some of those were here late. But, boy, in the first half especially, your defensive glasswork was exemplary and stayed strong throughout the game.
Yes, we knew we had to do a great job on the board because sometimes they send 5 guys to the boards. So we knew we had to rebound the ball. That was one of our biggest keys coming into tonight's game.
Well, without breaking down the tape, let's do some nitpicking here. What did you maybe not like? What are some of the things you're going to be talking about?
I think going back to the tape, you know, will give me a better idea. But I even thought we passed up some shots sometimes. And I felt like, you know, we moved the ball one time, the ball stopped. We got to keep getting them third and fourth sides, get them in rotation. So we may have had one rotation sometimes and the ball would stop. We got to go second, third, fourth side to get great shots against a team like that to really crowd the paint when you drive. So I thought the nitpick, that was something that we could have done a better job of.
Oh, it certainly got the fans into it. Had a couple of transition slams. Sam Towns got a couple throwdowns. That's what you guys want to see, right?
Oh, absolutely. He's so huge for us, man. He's a gamer, man. He's a gamer, very talented player. And I thought DJ was very good as well for us. And, you know, on the defensive end, he was locking down. Sam was locking down. And if we get clean rebounds, we can get out and run and get in transition, get those dunks and get those threes.
Well, especially since a few days ago, Trey was going to be your leader on the floor.
Yes,
and now he's unable to play. So Marcus and DJ did a nice job.
Next man mentality, you know, next man up. You know, Trey not being there, but DJ stepped up to the plate. I thought Marcus did a phenomenal job. I mean, he was a plus 26 for us, you know. 18 points, 5 rebounds. Right, got to get the turnovers down a little bit. Yeah, 3, too much for a PG.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you coming here courtside. A nice win to open the season.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
Thank you. That's Coach Tum with us here courtside. Big win for BG, 70-41.